Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underlines need for 100% delivery of government schemes to beneficiaries. President Draupadi Murmu says Indian diaspora represents true picture of India globally. Nagaland Health Protection Society clarifies services under PMJAY and CMHIS not suspended. And Nagaland Chief Electoral Office publishes final electoral rolls 2025. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today underlined the need for 100% delivery of government schemes to the beneficiaries, calling it a real social justice and secularism. On the vision of Viksit Bharat, he asserted that he wants solutions to all problems by 2047. Mr. Modi stated this in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath. The Prime Minister highlighted that to be successful in politics, one must have dedication, commitment to be a good team player and make themselves available for the people. Mr. Modi also underlined that he believes good people should continuously enter politics and they should do so with a mission, not just ambition. President Draupadi Murmu today said the Indian diaspora represents the true picture of India to the global community. President Murmu said the Indian diaspora has excelled in all fields, including medicine and technology. The president was addressing the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention this afternoon at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. She also spoke on the vision of Viksit Bharat.
Our vision for Viksit Bharat aligns with our growing stature on the world stage, particularly as a leading voice of the global south. This vision is about creating an ecosystem that not only meets our needs, but also contributes to global well-being.
The president also conferred the Pravasi Bharatiya Saman to distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. The Nagaland Health Protection Society has clarified that services under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, PMJAY, and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, have not been suspended. In a public notice, the society emphasized that the services are fully operational unless a specific hospital has independently decided to suspend them, which would be in violation of the signed Memorandum of Understanding. The society also explained that a miscommunication from the insurance company had occurred but has now been corrected. It reassured all empaneled hospitals that services under both schemes remain active. Additionally, the society urged all stakeholders, including hospitals, to avoid issuing hasty notices without first verifying with the relevant authorities to prevent confusion among the public. For any concerns or further clarifications, individuals can call the toll-free number at 1-800-202-3380. In a notice today, Fate Hospital Dimapur said it has resumed services for PMJAY and CMHIS beneficiaries to avail cashless treatment. The Nagaland Health Protection Society has said that a total of 53.64 crore rupees for claims under PMJAY and CMHIS General has been paid to various empaneled hospitals during financial year 2023-24, while 34.54 crore rupees for claims under CMHIS EP was paid during the same period. It said for the current fiscal year 2024-25, 38.92 crore rupees for claims under PMJAY and CMHIS General and 33.52 crore rupees under CMHIS EP have been already disbursed within Nagaland. For treatment availed outside Nagaland, claims paid amounted to 3.99 crore rupees under PMJAY and 3.81 crore rupees under CMHIS EP in FY 2023-24 and 1.95 crore rupees under PMJAY and 10.16 crore rupees under CMHIS EP for FY 2024-25. The society said utilization of premiums was growing annually at a compounded rate of 17%. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath launched the Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that Kumbhavani will not only reach new heights of popularity but also extend the spirit of Mahakumbh to remote villages where many people, despite their desire, cannot physically attend the event. He said, Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhavani. Kumbh Mangal Dhoon was also launched on the occasion. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said, Prasar Bharati has made elaborate arrangements for live telecasts of Mahakumbh through Doordarshan and live broadcasts through Akashvani. More from our correspondent.
The Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani is broadcasting many programs based on every activity of Mahakumbh from today till 26 February from 5:55 a.m. to 10:05 p.m. The programs include special Kumbh news, live commentary and reporting on every important activity of Mahakumbh, special features on Indian cultural heritage, live talk shows titled Namaskar Prayagraj and Sangam Tat Se, live broadcast of cultural activities, Hello Doctor and important informations on travel, health tips and cleanliness. The program can be heard on 103.5 MHz frequency, news on AIR app and Waves OTT. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
The Chief Electoral Office of Nagaland today published the final electoral rolls with reference to 1st January 2025 as qualifying date. According to the published data, total electors in the state stands at 13,45,197. This includes 6,72,685 male, 6,72,509 female and 3 of the third gender. The electoral roll was prepared by the respective electoral registration officer of all districts in the state. The final electoral rolls can be accessed from the Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland website at www.ceo.nagaland.gov.in. Additional Deputy Commissioner Waka Rembemo Izang has issued an order directing all shops and business establishments within the Waka Town Council jurisdiction to renew their trade permit license by 15th of February. The order further stated that failure to renew the license will result in penalty and appropriate actions will be taken in accordance with relevant provisions. The Mima Youth Organization MYO is set to celebrate its 50th edition of Games and Sports Meet, marking the Golden Jubilee from 13th to 17th of this month. The five-day-long celebration will be held at Mima Local Ground, showcasing the vibrant cultural and sporting excellence. The event will feature a wide array of competition, including traditional and cultural games, athletics, track and field events, football, volleyball, and the much-anticipated Naga wrestling. The MIO Jubilee Organizing Committee convener Vikozo Yitsu informed that Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture Salhutunyo Kruse will grace the opening ceremony come Cultural Day as the chief guest, while MLA Kivipudi Sophi will be the guest of honor on the final day of the meet featuring the prestigious Naga wrestling competition. A highlight of the Golden Jubilee celebrations will be laying of the foundation stone for a new playground at Piesajur Mima, which will be officiated by the guest of honor. MYO President and Convener of the Jubilee Organizing Committee has extended a warm invitation to all village members, especially those who are settled elsewhere, to join in the festivities and celebrate this historic occasion. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underlines need for 100% delivery of government schemes to beneficiaries. President Draupadi Murmu says Indian diaspora represents true picture of India globally. Nagaland Health Protection Society clarifies services under PMJAY and CMHIS not suspended. And Nagaland Chief Electoral Office publishes final electoral rolls 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.